Show with MC Holy Ghost.
What's
going on, man?
Yo, it's your boy MC Holy Ghost. You know that from Boston, Massachusetts, holding it down in Roxbury. What's going on, Mr. Bond?
Hey, what's going on, man? I'm all good. I'm glad to have you with me right here.
Yeah, this is a blessed night, let me tell you, Sunday. And first of all, before we even get into anything, we must say a little prayer for Amy Winehouse. All her family and friends, you know, a blessing going out for MC Holy Ghost Righteous.
Yeah, of course, of course.
What's going on, Mr. Bond?
Hey, nothing much, man. I'm just trying to entertain. And, you know, since you the entertainer extraordinaire.
That's right. What's up?
Hey, no doubt, man. No doubt. So
yeah, we're doing our thing in Boston. You know, we've been holding it down for a while now. Most of these people know MC Holy Ghost. The name's known, you know. And we're doing our thing, man. We've been underground, keeping it underground for a good 25 years plus, you know.
Oh, rocking man. Beats. Deep in the game. Deep in the game.
Deep in the game, brother, man. Deep in the game.
I hear you. I hear you, man. So let me know a little bit about you. Where are you from? What's your style? What's your message? Let me know.
Well, I like to say the name says it all. You know, MC Holy Ghost.
True.
I like to speak about the Lord, you know. I like to rap about the Lord. You know, that's who I am, man. I've been doing this a long time, influenced by many artists, you know. I've been a drummer when I started, actually. Grew up as a drummer in Roxbury, Massachusetts. Moved to Africa when I was 5 years old.
Man.
And, yeah, man, you know what I mean? Once I got to Africa, I saw the dancing and you know, I learned all the moves, you know. I tell everybody they have to go to Africa if they're a true artist, because that's where you learn all the inner side of the roots, you know what I mean?
True, true, true.
Yeah, so I came back from Africa, man, when I was 7 years old and started drumming, and from there on, you know, I moved up to New Hampshire, met up with my rap partner, and, you know, we've been doing it ever since then.
Okay, okay. So let me know a little bit about your rap partner. Who is this that has brought you so far?
Well, my boy Master Switch, yo, shout out to Master Switch out there. I know he's listening right now, wherever you are in the world. My boy Master Switch, he's one of the real, real true writers, man. You know, he took Dr. Dre and D.O.C. and Ren, MC Ren. You know, he was
right.
A West Coast style. I was a more East Coast flow.
Of course.
So, you know, the two of us linked up in between the East Coast and West Coast flow. This is back again, 1989, I'm bringing you back to, you know.
Oh, man.
So we came out with a track, let me just give you a brief, you know, that we came out with the underground Shady Cops. This is like 1990-91, and we went in the studio, and these dudes from Detroit came and you know, put us in a studio. We put out this demo, Shady Cops, and this is years before, you know, the man Shady came, you know what I mean?
Right.
And yeah, so you know what I'm saying, man. We've been doing it for a long time now.
Okay, cool. So
yeah,
what's
yeah.
One of the things that sets you apart from all these other MCs out here?
I think it's the message, man. You know, most of these cats are talking, you know, the same old message over and over and over.
True.
And my message, you know, the Lord is, you know, it's rare for people in hip-hop to be speaking the word. When I came out, it wasn't a cliche thing, you know, before Kanye West, Jesus walking and all that.
Right.
You know, my boy and I got a lot of flack for speaking the word. You follow me?
Yeah.
Now it's mainstream, man. It's all cool to do that, you know?
Okay, yeah, no doubt.
I'm still trying to pull down that gospel message in a hardcore rap flow, though. That's where we're at.
Yeah, no doubt. So what?
Mm-hmm.
So what projects are you working on currently?
Well, you know, I'm always in my studio, Dredd. Every day I'm in my studio. Anybody want to get up with me? They know where I'm at. Rap Over 40 Entertainment. Rap Over 40 at Hotmail. You can email me. I'm always in my studio doing work. So I've been recording people all over Boston. Everybody pretty much knows what's coming out lately. And you know, I've been working with the Obama Answer This project, which was a film, a movie that this movement, they came out with a movie and basically said, you know, Obama, we need to answer why there's so many blacks and Hispanics and people of color in jail. And now that we got a president of color, that, you know, we need to address this issue, you know, the prisons and et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
So one of our tracks that we came out with, 3 P's, is on this soundtrack. And we actually won a UN award for that soundtrack, Mr. President. So check that out.
Oh, okay. No doubt. We actually have 3 P's. Right here, so we're definitely gonna play that for you, you know. That's featuring
nice.
Your boy Master Switch, as you said.
Yeah, you know that. We got Obama sampled up in there. I do all the production right up my house. So, you know, anybody want to come up, put down some political rap, spiritual rap, come say hi. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. You know, we definitely need more of that, that Rage Against the Machine and, you know, positivity out there. So, you know, we've been compared to,
you know, a lot of the brothers, Immortal Technique and all these kinds of political rappers.
Yeah, no doubt.
But, you know, my favorite rapper of all times has been Chuck D with Public Enemy. And that's where a lot of my influence came from, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no doubt. I remember, you know, a long time ago when I was such a little jit, you know, I saw, I saw Do the Right Thing. And, of course, that first track, you know, that hits you. It was over for me. I was a Public Enemy fan from, like, you know, ever since Do the Right Thing, you know?
I mean, again, Dredd, I had an NWA. A friend of mine worked on the NWA album, and he came back from L.A. I was in New Hampshire at the time, and he said, Paul, I got something for you that's going to blow your mind, Dredd. And nobody knew about NWA, and this guy had worked on the album. He brought me the bootleg from it, actually.
Oh, no doubt. Hey.
Yeah, so I knew about NWA before that. No one else even knew they were coming, and that was another movement that was mind-blowing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. So right now I'm getting ready to preview your track. As a matter of fact, I'm going to let you go ahead and preview your track.
Okay, everybody. Yo, this is MC Holy Ghost, three-piece featuring Master Switch, you know what I'm saying? You're listening to Unregular Radio in Boston with your host, Mr. Bond. Peace.
No doubt.
911 lines recorded with the exact location of your emergency.
Hi, I'm actually
One podcast
fan. The Zoom versus.
Well,
there were two larger men.
One
kind of Hispanic, but I'm not really sure. One I didn't like at all.
Three P's. Holy Ghost, Master Switch. You want a meeting? I want to meet with the president, too.
No, they were pushing the door.
Why does the professor and the police man get to meet with the president? Mr. President, I want a meeting. Just last week I got a beating. Police pulled me over cause I had good weed and the professor caught me cheating. Mr. President, I want a meeting. Just last week I got a beating. Police pulled me over cause I have good weed and the professor caught me cheating.
This is what I say,
Mr. President. See when you're getting to be treated like you were defeated. Tasing while you were needing a fix to stop the bleeding. The cop caught competing, should have been reading. Professor, you got cheated.
I press the list of messages, send a kiss to the president, take a piss at the residents of official representatives. I must have missed an etiquette class, taking lessons. See, they busted some political action in the precedence of question to the rest of us cats. Paying taxes, the fact. This is a definite arrest and development. So intelligence tested the rats in the laboratory tracks. Needle stuck in the backs of the rest of us.
Mr. President, I want a meeting. Just last week I got a beating. Police pulled me over cause I have to read. And the professor caught me cheating.
When I had noticed, otherwise I probably wouldn't have noticed it at all. I don't just know if they live there, they just had a hard time with their teeth. I was just calling to you, the concerned neighbor.
Train started off in Philadelphia, Roman guards still drinking Anheuser-Busch and micro-dermatologists creating bugs. I was thrown out of this place where I was, first put on tap, cause I'm black. Looking at a white lady, they said, told you it still goes on like Emmett Till's. They hung on his front lawn, having beers on the Rose Garden. He's got a crater on the backside of the moon named after him. Jim Cox, it of course. Jim Crowley drinking Blue Moon. They want to cover because it's owned by Nazis. Probably got the professor playing Yahtzee.
To remember first and last that we were black and that you can never trust them.
Mr. President, I want a meeting. Just last week I got a beating. Police pulled me over because I have to weed. And the professor caught me cheating.
Well, tonight, the president has downplayed the notion of a beer summit.
is trying to tap into that. Chip Reed is at the White House tonight. Chip, the president said earlier today he preferred to call it a chat. But will anything substantive come out of it, do you think?
Well, you know, Katie, we have asked White House officials repeatedly if there's going to be any follow-up to this meeting, if there's going to be any effort to make this a teachable moment, as the president has said, for the nation on race relations. And the answer has basically been no.
Recently, Professor Henry Morris Gates Jr. was arrested at his home in Cambridge.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Does that incident say to you, and what does it say about race relations in America?
Well, I should say at the outset that so I may be a little biased here. I don't know all the facts.
Mr. President.
What's been reported, though, is that the guy forgot his keys.
Mr.
Jimmy made his way to get into the house. There was a report called into the police station that there might be a burglary taking place. So far, so good, right? I mean, if I was trying to jigger in, well, I guess this is my house now, so it probably wouldn't happen. But let's say my old house in Chicago. Here I'd get shot.
Radio Unleashed on RegularRadio.com.
All right, Boston, that was 3P with MC Holy Ghost. You know, he was just on the show. Thank you for being on here with me, brother. You know, that was definitely a hot track. Definitely some consciousness things to think about as far as what's going on out here. And, you know, it's kind of, we all have to be more conscious of each other and, you know, try to do right by one another. So, hey, anytime you want to come through, MC Holy Ghost, spread your message on your new album that's going to drop very soon. Come on back. Love to have you right here on the Lifestyle Show. And of course, I'm your boy, Mr. Bond, rocking it here for another 15 minutes or so. So in the meantime, I'm going to give you a lot of goodness in between. A lot of goodness.